South Sudan's flag has been flown so high. We have mini and little Mr. and Mrs. Africa competition finalists here with me. I have Miss Popularity and I have the second runner-up, right? Last week, two beautiful South Sudanese girls represented the country in the Little Mr. and Miss Africa pageant. Now the Little Mr. and Miss Africa pageant held its grand finale in South Africa on April 5th, its annual event that brought together children from 10 African countries, including South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Nigeria, and South Sudan, plus Liberia, Zimbabwe, and Botswana. Now, the selected contestants then competed as they represented their countries in different groups, categorized by age. Now, this year's pageant was its third edition, where South Sudan was represented by the seven-year-old Pony Ket. If you have been on social media, you have seen her already. You have a picture, you have put a face to the name, and in the Miss Africa category, and she was named Mini Miss Popularity. Well, 10-year-old Burke Samantha, who also contested for the Little Miss Africa category, was crowned the second runner-up. Isn't that exciting? Well, I'm excited to be joined in by them in the studio. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How
good
are
morning.
You? Hi, Pony, how are you?
We are fine.
You're okay?
Yes.
And what about Samantha?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, welcome to Radio Miraya. Have you been here before?
No.
It's your first time. How do you find our studio? Is it too cold? Do you like the mics?
Yes. It's cold, but I like it cold.
Okay.
Me too.
You too. All right, so I'll start with you, Pony. Your Miss Popularity, you scooped the most of the votes. That means South Sudanese love you. And I'm sure it's not South Sudanese alone that voted for you. Many people that you warmed their hearts voted for you. So tell me, I mean, you're very little. You're 7 years old, yeah? At 7 years old, I was busy playing in the dust. You're here making history. Are you happy about this?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, how was your experience in South Africa? Did you get to meet friends? What happened?
I was meeting my friends.
Okay. Do you care to share with me their names? Do you remember them?
I don't remember their names.
You don't remember the names? How cute. So how will you catch up with them? Do they go to school too? The friends that you found, do they go to school from here? Do they go to school from Uganda? Because apparently there were so many countries there. Children from different countries. Do you remember the country your friends came from?
No.
You don't? So what do you remember?
I only remember their...
Their what? Okay, let me give you time to remember. So I'll go to Samantha. So Pony is 7 years old, and you will understand, of course. And Samantha is 10 years old. Yes, Samantha, tell me, how was your experience?
My experience in South Africa was so much fun.
Okay.
I met a lot of new friends from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved meeting the King of Zulu.
You did meet the King of Zulu?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was my favorite part because I've never met a royal family.
Right.
Before.
So tell me, did you get to speak to him?
I gave him the flag of South Sudan.
Oh, so he must have that hanged somewhere in the palace. Yeah. You have raised our flag so high. So tell me, what was very fun about that part of you meeting the King of Zulu?
I got to learn about the Zulu culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the entertainment was amazing.
It was amazing. So what are those things about their culture that captivated you? That you liked?
I like their dance.
Okay. I know their dance is very strong. You must have eaten enough kisira for you to be able to pull off that dance. Did you manage to dance it?
I could not manage.
You were not inquisitive enough to try the dance?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm coming back to you, Pony. I have not forgotten you. So tell me, have you remembered something?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So tell me, what have you remembered?
I've remembered their countries.
Oh, their countries. Uh-huh. So which countries were they?
Kampala,
mm-hmm.
Uganda,
mm-hmm.
South Africa,
okay.
Botswana.
Oh, nice. So all those were your friends from those countries?
Yes.
And it saddens me that you don't remember their names.
Oh, yeah.
So how will you follow up with them? How will you call their mamas so that you can talk to them or even try to visit them? Do you plan to visit again? Do you have another beauty pageant coming up? Do you know?
No.
You don't? Okay. I know. I understand. This is way above you. Now, Samantha, tell me, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an artist.
An artist. An artist as in the ones who draw pictures or artists the ones who sing?
Artists that draw pictures.
Oh, have you tried already?
Yes, because my talent is painting.
Wow. And it's unfortunate you didn't carry any of your paintings, have you?
No.
You haven't.
I left them in Uganda.
Okay, so you go to school in Uganda.
Yes.
All right, so what have been some of your art pieces? What are the things that you like to paint?
I love to paint forests because I'm an advocate for environment.
Wow.
And so, helping orphan children.
Right. So what is an environment?
An environment is man's surrounding.
Mm. So it is important that we take care of our surroundings, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Samantha. Yes, I'm coming to you, Pony. Eh? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor and a fashion designer.
You want to be both? From experience, because I am a big person, I know that doctors don't have time to even go out and have fun. They are very busy people. Do you want to be that busy?
Yes.
Okay, I like it that you have a dream. I like it that you are a go-getter and you want to be a doctor and you want to be a fashion designer. So that means in your free time, after treating people and restoring their health, you will be designing. So what are some of the things that you like to design, Pony? Have you started designing?
No,
but what is in your mind?
In my mind, if I grow up, that's when I can start designing.
Okay. But for now, what are the things that you like most? Do you like dresses? Do you like trousers? Do you like princess dresses? What are the things that you like?
I like princess dresses.
Why do you like them?
Because they're so beautiful.
No, and they're round, right?
Yes.
Do you have one?
Yes.
You have one. Or do you have 10? How many do you have?
I have five.
Wow. And Samantha, how many round dresses do you have?
One.
You have one. Why do you have one? Or is your interest in ball dresses or your interest is in some other things?
I like ball dresses.
All right. So Samantha, tell me, how does it make you feel to go out there and represent South Sudan?
Makes me feel happy.
Okay. That people watch you on TV, people watch you on social media. Don't you get scared that so many people know you? Doesn't that scare you?
I do get nervous sometimes.
Mm. Okay. But sometimes, what do you tell yourself not to get nervous?
Because it's my country that's supporting me.
You can do anything for your country.
Yes.
Including representing your country. Right. So what has your experience been like? Is this the first time that you're getting involved in a beauty pageant, or you do these things in school?
This is my second time being in a beauty pageant.
Okay. So when was the first time?
The first time was in Uganda. I went for Little Miss Uganda.
Oh, right. I remember that. So you were part of that previous one?
Yeah.
So you went back as an experienced model?
Yes.
So what would you tell 10-year-olds who are listening to you right now?
I would tell them to believe in themselves, never give up on your dream, and you can do anything you put your mind to.
Sounds like a 16-year-old that I am speaking to. I love your confidence. Keep it up, girl, okay?
Yes.
Pony, I am back to you, okay? So when are you going back to school? Do you study here? Or you also study in Uganda?
I study in South Sudan.
Oh, you study in South Sudan. Which class are you?
P2.
P2. What is your favorite subject? You're thinking about your favorite subject. Or do you love all of them?
I love CRE, maths, and English, and SST.
You love playing with numbers. That's a very good thing. Of course, if you want to be a doctor, you need to love your science and you need to love your numbers, okay? All right. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today. Pony, what would you tell your friends at school, your friends at home? What would you like to tell them?
I want to tell my friends at school that let them read and never give up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to read properly.
Mm.
And exam is almost, I know.
Oh, it's you're about Monday. To do your exams on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Have you had time to revise your books?
Yeah, oh, I have.
Okay. That's a good thing, and I wish you all the best.
Thank
well,
you.
Samantha and Pony, thank you so much for being on time to speak to us today.
Okay.
And I wish you all the best. Please keep dreaming, okay?
Okay.
And dream big,
okay.
big, and big.
We will.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, it's just 12 minutes to the top of the hour. My name is Irene Lasso, and as you've heard, I have had the privilege of hosting the two famous girls, yeah, Miss Popularity and also the second runner-up of the Mini and Little Mr. and Miss Africa contestants who emerged to, you know, second runner and then Miss Popularity. As you've heard, they have dreams. So please, parents, let's not bury our children's dreams. Of course, they cannot excel without us, the parents, being in the picture.